Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learn to give as only he can give, of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very COVID Christmas. We are so excited to be back. Luckily, our commander-in-chief, the heart and soul of this show, Kevin Undergaro, is back. Kevin, you survived the dentist last week.
It was from my father-in-law.
Kevin's father-in-law, Costa.
I'm the chauffeur for all the elderly people to get through COVID healthcare. Yeah. So I'm called on for that.
Well, it's a very Christmassy gesture to take your father-in-law to the dentist, Kev. Yeah. So we appreciate it. And Kev is joined in room in the very the Shrine to Maria Menounos office by Kelsey Meyer. Kelsey, good to see you.
Yes, good to see you. It's so great to be here with Kev.
Yeah. I know. I've spent a lot of time in that office. It's a very productive work environment. So it's good to see you guys. I'm going to throw to Aaron Caswan. Elf Aaron, we missed you last week. Gave you a little shout out. Glad to have you back.
I know. I missed you guys too. This really is just the best part of my week. Like, such a highlight. I love talking to you guys. I had to fill in for someone at work last week, but I'm back. I'm here. I'm so excited. First week of November. We're officially on that creep. I can't wait.
Yes. The march begins.
Exactly. Okay.
And Kay, I'm throwing to you. I will introduce myself quickly, guys. It's Jeff Graham. So excited to be here. Love this crew. Love this show. Now I'm going to throw to Kay because, Kay, you have to tell us. On Halloween, what I remember you saying you were going to do is Stranger Things Marathon. Did it happen and how was it?
Okay, listen. You will be happy to know, Jeff, that per your recommendation, we started with season two, because remember you were like, you think season one is the best, but start. So I was like, I told my daughter, let's start with season two per Jeff Graham and see what happens. So we woke up, Unsolved Mysteries was up on my editing app. So my daughter said, let's watch Unsolved Mysteries first. So we started with Unsolved Mysteries. We watched about three or four episodes of Stranger. We threw another Unsolved Mysteries in there. And then a few Stranger Things, and then a couple of Malcolm in the Middles. We watched a Malcolm in the Middle Halloween episode to mix it up. Yeah. And then we got stuck on another one. But we only cycled through season two. We were pretty sick of Stranger Things, you guys. We could not get through all. Like, after season two, we were like, yep, we're done. We're good.
Wait, why? I'm not yet to see it, so that's why I want to know. Done, like, it overwhelmed you and it was amazing and you just needed a break? Or done, like, it just was underwhelming?
No. I mean, this is probably our third time watching Stranger Things. Like, we've watched this series all the way through twice.
Okay, so, gotcha.
Yeah, so for us, it was like, you know, it wasn't as exciting again.
Yeah, I mean,
season two, like Jeff said, it has Bob in it. Jeff, it was a good recommendation. Yeah. I don't know. I was like, could Jeff be right? I didn't want you to be right, Jeff. I really did. But I feel like you might have a really solid point with season two.
It's a controversial take that season two is the best, but it is the Halloween season, so I figured it would make the most sense for Halloween. What I'd say about season two is it's a little bumpier than the other seasons, maybe a little more wobbly, but the highs of season two are the best thing in that entire series. I think Noah Schnapp's performance as Will is like one of the best on-screen performances ever.
Yes.
And he's asked to do so much as a kid. I think in terms of child performances, it's one of the best. So that's why I defend season two as much as I do. But any other exciting Halloween? I mean, Aaron, Halloween in Connecticut, got to hear. How was it?
I worked on Halloween, okay. And actually, this is a little bit of some tea. The person I worked with on Halloween just got diagnosed with COVID on the other day, so I'm now quarantined.
Oh, how spooky!
Wow!
I got my test yesterday. I don't have any symptoms, so hopefully I'm in the clear, but that was my Halloween.
Happy Halloween. No.
I know, exactly. The scariest thing of all. I'm fine.
Erin, what is the job?
I just work as like a server, but I might quit now because our rates are getting pretty bad again in Connecticut. And we it's like a sports bar and we do get pretty crowded. Even we try our best, but you know, we'll see. So yeah,
in Connecticut, are you?
It is. Yeah. You can have indoor dining in Connecticut. So we have a bar with like dividers up and we do have like social distancing, but you know, people, we've got a lot of, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of Trump supporters that come in and they tend to be the kind of people that are a little bit annoyed about wearing their masks. So, you know.
Do they tip well? Right. Question.
Depends. Sometimes. Sometimes. If I don't talk politics at all, then yes. Which I tend not to do.
Speaking of, Kay had a great Halloween costume.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hey, what were you?
So good.
Oh, thank you. I was Kamala Harris.
That's right.
So
you guys looked amazing. That's right. I saw you guys on IG. That was amazing. Yeah, but
my daughter Marley was AOC and my husband was Joe Biden. Yeah.
Oh, good.
That was fun. It was fun. My husband was also Hopper. He shaved his beard, just left the mustache, and did a Hawaiian shirt and was Hopper, and then shaved the mustache off and then did Biden.
I love that.
He did the jeans and the Hawaiian shirt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty iconic. Pretty iconic look from that show.
We went to a roof deck in L.A. and didn't dress up, but it was a chance to have dinner with friends we hadn't seen forever.
Fun.
And it was outdoors, but it was weird. It just felt weird, you guys, you know? Most people dressed more hoes than Harlequins as far as how everyone was dressed. But it felt, ask Marie about it, and Kelsey, did she tell you? It just felt weird. Like, you know, people were kind of trying to have fun, but they knew. I don't know. It was, I think we were out of there at like 11. I think we literally had dinner. It was nice to catch up with some friends, and then we were gone.
I was in Laguna visiting family friends who were in town and everything was outside, but there wasn't that many, like, people were out and about, but
hoes or Harlequins or both?
Not really either.
Wow.
There was a cute kid who was dressed up and that was about the extent of it. I was like, okay. I am so weird.
Jeff Scam, you had the Midwestern Halloween. Come on.
It was pretty nice. We had to fly. And just so you all know, I am transplanted in the Midwest, sheltering in place for a couple months, actually. Laura and I really had the conversation of, do we fly back to LA? You know, we're going to miss the election, then fly back for Thanksgiving, then back, and then back for Christmas. But we feel like, to be responsible, it's probably our best bet to just, you know, it's a rare opportunity to spend time with family. So we flew all day on the 31st. And landed, and you know, flying is always exhausting. We're kind of tired, and the only thing that's going to rejuvenate our energy is an iconic Midwestern Halloween, and they delivered. So,
go on, Jeff.
Well, Bill Palmer, every time he picks us up from the airport, he always has a beer on ice for
Jeff's, me. Jeff's father-in-law, by the way.
My father-in-law. My gosh.
I love how you say his full name, Bill Palmer. It's not just like Jackie.
It's very respectful.
Oh, yes. Sir Bill Palmer. He deserves that respect. We got back to the house. And if you've seen, they live in this neighborhood called Williamson Run, which is just the most iconic Carmel, Indiana neighborhood. And Bill, it like goes all out on Christmas. So I sent you guys a video. Of course, there's the skeletons climbing the house and the cobwebs.
Back up. Thanksgiving, I mean Halloween. We know he goes all out for Christmas.
Oh, yes. Course, I meant to say Halloween decorations. That's right. His go-to. We do go all out for all holidays, but Halloween, like, it is like blasting spooky music on the jukebox, like out the window type Halloween, strobe lights. But we have the skeletons climbing the house, but the best part is, and I, you know what, I'm going to put a link to the photo in the show notes. Erin, I'll send it to you to post on our IG as well. There are two hay bales representing podiums, and behind those podiums are two skeletons representing presidential candidates. And the thing that was the best was he had a section for the press. And it was like, I think he used like skeletons of animals, implying that maybe the press was not the most dignified in its ethics.
Oh, so, my God. How long did it take him?
Commentary.
Yes. I know, very sharp commentary. I think he spent most of that Friday and Saturday decorating. And it was pretty fun. It was little Nora's birthday. Nora's the granddaughter. She was born on Halloween, so it was a birthday slash Halloween celebration. I know. Wow. And we sat social distance as trick-or-treaters came up. And it was perfect Indiana weather and just a great night. So,
did he use the tube to deliver the candy?
You know, we ended up just having a table. So we had a socially distant table with candy organized by row and variety.
Oh my God.
It was take one, and if they were polite and said thank you, they could take a second.
Okay.
No way.
Oh, my yes. God.
Okay. Oh, I lost my headphones.
Were there a lot of kids out?
Good question.
Stand by. I'm back.
All right, Jeff, question from Kay. Were there a lot of kids out?
There were, actually. I think we probably saw 70 kids come through.
Wow.
Any good COVID costumes?
Yeah, I saw – well – no specifically good COVID costumes. My favorite one I saw was a hoodie covered in name tags, and he was an identity thief. I thought that was kind of clever.
Very clever.
Love that.
Were the name tags filled out or just empty?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So it was a good effort on that kid.
When I saw the Adam Sandler Halloween movie on Netflix, there was one point that he made. His character loved the holiday so much because you didn't have to be a certain religion. Mm-hmm. To grow up with Halloween, it was like he said it's the holiday for everyone.
So true. Mm-hmm.
And do we feel like that even over Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah.
Yes,
right?
I absolutely feel. No, you know what? I feel that it is the most civic holiday. Like it is the most connecting with the outer community and the neighbors. Like every other holiday is really family oriented, but Halloween's very different, right? You're trick or treating to neighbors. A lot of times people get together with their neighbors if you live in a circle and they sit outside and they talk or do whatever. But it is a holiday that you cannot do exclusively with your family, right? I mean, this year we had to make accommodations, but normally it's the one holiday that actually gets you out in the community. You have to meet your neighbors. You got to hit them up for candy.
That's why this is turning into a gay show.
I know, it really is.
Kay, you're taking over this show. I never saw Halloween that way. You've totally changed. Because I'm like, let's get it over with. It's for kids. Mm. And let's make the run to Christmas. But now that you said that, you're right. It does go beyond family. It goes to community. Wow.
Okay.
You know what? I got to hop in here.
I mean, hopefully you have a good, you have a good community, have good community connections. We did, when my daughter was younger, have a racist lady come to our house and refused to take candy from us.
No!
And my neighbor said, my daughter was seven. My neighbor said, no way did she refuse to take candy from you. I go, yes, she did. So my neighbor called her back. My neighbor was white. My neighbor called her back. This is in Philly, South Philly. My neighbor called her back. Come back. Did you see she was trying to give you candy? Because you go from stoop to stoop because it's all, the houses really close together. And the lady goes, yeah, and walked away.
Shut up.
The scandal. Yes, honey. Wow. But that's my only bad Halloween story. I never, like everything else, great people on Halloween.
I don't understand how anyone could ever even encounter Kay Montgomery. It makes me so, that is so upsetting.
I know.
Right?
And I'm giving away candy. I'm not even asking for candy. Right. I was lady. Sorry, I feel like I've detoured our whole situation.
No, it's important. The other thing, this is interesting. If any of you guys grew up in very Protestant communities, Halloween isn't for everyone. I just wanted to make sure we brought this up.
That is true.
Okay. Before we get on to that, I have to go back to the caving because I think there's some learning in there. I'll speak for myself. You know, I think because I don't think that way. Mm. There are times when my Black friends say that this racist thing's happened or that's happening. I'm like, guys, come on. That's not. And it's because I don't think that way. Mm. Then when you hear it and you go, oh my God, there are people out there
who suck
like that. And it's just, it's good for all of us to know. And yuck. Overall, but I think that's like I don't know. I think so. When a friend of yours is saying to you that they feel like, I think we have to be empathetic that they're being, you know, treated poorly because of their race. Yeah. It's like, because Jeff, I think that was kind of your reaction. Like, I can't even believe someone would do that.
Exactly. You
know what I mean? Like, I can't even believe it.
And like Kay said too, I'm just like, lady, we're giving you candy. You're not like, what?
I just don't get it.
It's crazy. It's mind blowing to me.
It's actually though.
Some people are just the worst.
It makes me glad you did share though, Kay, because I, like Kevin said, I think it's important to shine light on these stories because until, I think NPR actually did a really interesting story about how empathy works scientifically. People are more likely to have their views changed or embrace viewpoints that aren't their own if they have personal encounters or experiences with it. So even for our listeners, if there's anyone out there who doesn't believe or has doubts that racism is real, hearing that story is an important way to shine light and grow empathy in these communities. So I actually applaud you for sharing, Kay. I think it's really important. Yeah.
And I think that is what's missing right now, unfortunately, is empathy. And I feel like it's a good segue for us in our show because that's what I love about Christmas is that I think if there's any hope of an icy heart melting, it's like, come on. It's like, you know, like we've always been able to use Christmas. It's like, I don't know how about you guys, how many times I have heard in my childhood, my teen years later in life, if I was being stubborn or angry or unforgiving, someone would say, come on, it's Christmas. And it just kind of made you go,
you're right.
You might give someone the benefit of the doubt, you know? So, you know, that's why I love this holiday so much. So that's why it's still my favorite. You almost had me with Halloween cake, but I'm still Christmas my favorite.
Well, I think if there's no more Halloween talk, of course, we're transitioning. We're here. It started. Christmas is here. We've arrived. And it's the first official week of the holiday season. Decorations. Where are we at with everyone?
My tree's been up all year, so in my apartment. You guys, have I said this? Okay, I don't know if you've heard this story, but we leave our tree in my apartment up all year round. And it serves as a holiday tree. So for like birthdays, we'll decorate with like birthday stuff. Christmas, of course, Christmas stuff. Like it's a holiday tree.
Love that.
Yep.
I love that.
That's a great idea, right? You even Easter, you tell me.
Yes, all the holidays.
It's so smart. A holiday tree.
That's when Kev knew he liked me. I sent him a picture and he was like, is that a tree? And it was like,
yeah, that's right.
March?
The tree in the background. Yeah. I go, whoa, wait a second. We need to become friends. And we did.
And look at us now.
It's almost like, I think with Christmas, when someone, to me, loves Christmas, it's like when someone loves dogs.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
We're in.
Yeah.
You're my people.
Because if you're a dog hater, I don't want to be friends with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're
a red flag.
Traumatized, that's different.
Right.
But other than
right.
that, yeah.
Right, right.
But I don't know about you guys, but I saw two houses decorated with lights.
Ooh.
So far.
Where?
So, around the neighborhood here. Hmm. I mean, look, one was an apartment and the other was a house. And it was kind of this, and I'm seeing this more, the Halloween to Christmas kind of, you know, now notice that Halloween, when growing up, we never had Halloween lights. Now you see these orange lights and you see orange and purple. And it's an easy way to kind of transition over to Christmas. So I got to see those. It got me a little excited. I pointed it out to my wife. She was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But I thought that was it was kind of a good a start. Have you seen anything in Connecticut, Erin?
Not really. I've seen a lot. There were a lot of people definitely that go out all out for Halloween with the inflatables and the skeletons in the yard and stuff. Haven't seen a ton of Christmas yet, but you know, hopefully it'll be up soon. It always gets me in the spirit. We all have a holiday thing where as the time goes on, when we're leaving somewhere, like say we're leaving the grocery store, my mom makes us guess how many houses we're going to see with lights on the way home.
Ew.
And it's just fun. And it's like fun to see how many more go up as the time goes on. Yeah. So that's a fun game we like to play. So I haven't seen any yet, but when we start seeing them, we're going to start playing the game. It's really fun.
So fun.
I love it.
And have you seen anything there in the Midwest?
Well, the Midwest loves their seasonal decorations, and it's still a very Thanksgiving decoration energy. So I think we could probably do a segment about what does it mean to decorate for Thanksgiving? Okay. What are the trends we're seeing? very controversial choice was made in the Palmer household this year that I think ultimately paid off. But I do want to gauge the community. You know, there's always the classic kind of orange vegetable mantle. So we have a lot of gourds, pumpkins, various vegetables from the, technically it's the cucurbita family, which would be squashes, pumpkins, gourds, very Thanksgiving. But this year, controversial choice, they added Christmas twinkle lights in the gourds and the pumpkins.
Ooh.
I sent
what
a photo.
Color are these twinkle lights?
Well, I sent a photo in the Christmas Queen's text thread if we want to take a look real quick and decide.
By the way, you guys like that name or?
I love it.
Love. Hey, Queen.
Especially that you spelled it with a K. It's everything.
Hey. I love it's everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so pretty. Oh. See, that's the thing. I love an intersection between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's the sweet spot where it's like you can have general like harvest decorations. That's what I think. That's what I like for Thanksgiving. Like you don't need to go like crazy with like turkeys everywhere, but like, you know, having mums, having gourds, having like that autumnal kind of thing. And then slowly transitioning with the Christmassy stuff with the lights and stuff. I think that looks awesome. That's very exciting.
And Michael's, I don't know if Michael's is a nationwide chain, but Michael's the craft store has so many good of what I'm seeing here. I love this. I almost feel like this could have went up October 1st.
Well,
like, this is like first day of fall, almost. I'm going to have to talk to Bill Palmer.
I like go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is actually a Nancy. I'm going to credit Nancy Palmer on this one. She did tell me she had the mantle up, put the lights on, took them off, and then put them back on, ultimately deciding it was canon. So we're safe.
She nailed it.
Yeah, she nailed it. Wow, and I do, and that was the lights, adding the lights the first year for the Palmers to do that?
Yes.
Really, really radical, really mixing it up.
Big choice. I think partly it was we were coming home, they knew they needed to perform and impress, so they added those lights.
Now, Aaron, do you find that offensive? Is that like leaning too into Christmas?
No,
you guys are offended by everything. Yeah.
I am the type of person that I say whatever makes you happy, you do it.
Okay.
Amen. If you want to have, you know, sorry. If you want to have your Christmas tree up all year long and that makes you happy, girl, do it. I love that.
Right.
If you, you know, so just do what makes you happy. I don't get offended by any kind of Christmas decorations. I actually think more holidays, you know, I feel like Christians really have a monopoly on holiday decoration. Yeah. We absolutely need more Hanukkah decorations.
Yes,
it's happened a lot in the years that have, you know, in the years more Hanukkah has gotten more and more popular.
Younger people have said.
Exactly. But you know, we need more Hanukkah stuff. We need more Kwanzaa stuff. Yeah. I think, you know, Christmas holiday decoration doesn't just have to be for Christmas. So I love any kind of festive thing, anything that just spreads a little joy. I'm all for it.
I was gonna say, Aaron, you just jogged my memory. You know what holiday I forgot to mention, which is actually my favorite, and I forgot to say that I had a moment, Dia de los Muertos.
Ooh.
Which Hispanic in any regard.
You're right, it's
my favorite holiday. I have like a little,
and what date is that?
It's the day after Halloween.
Okay, so who I know about this day, but tell everyone about this day.
It's the best. I mean, honestly, I got all my information from Coco, the movie.
Right.
I love Coco.
Favorite movie ever. But it's basically it's a tribute to your ancestors and to people who have passed on. So you put up their pictures and you make like a little, I mean, I have a little shelf that's like my shrine. It's like my grandma, my dog, and Robin Williams. And then I just...
Robin Williams.
Trifecta.
Right, exactly. So then when they... on that day, they can cross through because their picture's up, and they can cross through this side and like check on everyone and see. It's like the coolest.
No, it really is.
It's amazing.
It's to me, it adds. If we could fuse it with Halloween or observe it the day after Halloween, it's like the Halloween's the fun day. We wear outfits and we have candy and whatever. And then the next day, I feel like that's a day where we honor our ancestors and our loved ones, and we honor their memory and we remember them. Yep. Mm. And I was saying to, you know, I've saying to friends, if as Italians and we're immigrant, you know, I come from, you know, like all of us here, immigrants, you know, but if we had practiced that, I would know maybe who my great grandfather was, or, you know, I think.
And appreciate it.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a really cool, you're right. It's a really cool holiday. I thought you were going to say Boxing Day, the day after.
I do love it. I mean, that's great too. But But Aaron sparked my memory with that because I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had a little moment and I have my little shrine up. I light my Dias de los Muertos candle and I feel like we should celebrate that more.
You're right.
I love that. Good.
And I think, you know, to your point, that we at AfterBuzz, where we do after shows for your favorite TV shows, one of the things we would always say, because we dealt with these with our fan bases, that 7 days a week was all about their one show. Mm. And when we would get criticism, you know, that we would, I don't know, be promoting that behavior or that we would engage in that kind of behavior, I would always say, well, would you rather have people spewing hate online, trying to hurt one another? You know, so anytime I see anybody who is like, goes on the deep dive with something that is positive and fun, I'm like, yeah, amen.
All for it.
Yeah.
100%.
But I love the day after Halloween.
It's my fave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Okay. I have to ask you, you know, as a new to the show, very, very, you've quickly made yourself an essential part of the show. I want to say that. what's your decorations philosophy? When is it, speaking of Judaism, when is it kosher for us to start incorporating Christmas and or Hanukkah decorations into our...
Listen, this is a tough, debated topic in the Montgomery household because different from Bill Palmer, Daylon Montgomery... is a hardcore, like, he's like, you wait until after Thanksgiving, you don't put a thing up. And so last year I took my kids out and we were like, we're gonna get something and we're gonna put it up and we're gonna put things up slowly, like November 1st, just put things up slowly, week by week, little things. So my first thing I put up was a nutcracker. I've been wanting to get a nutcracker forever. So I got one that was like silver and gaudy, not classy at all, you guys. Just a little, you know what I'm saying? Just a little gaudy, trashy little nutcracker, but I love him. So I put him in the garage because we park in our garage and then we have to pass to go through. So I put it right through. So every time he parks the car and comes in, he has to look at it, you know, starting November 1st. So when he first, he's like, "Hoop," he was like, "You bought a nutcracker?" And we're all cracking up. Like the kids just thought it was hilarious. He was just trolling him, you know? So then all November, we just trolled him. We just would find something and we'd put it up and find a little something and put it up here, especially a place where he could see it. So it's a constant debate with him because he's like, you can't celebrate Christmas until you're thankful. You need to be thankful first and we need to celebrate Thanksgiving first and like this whole thing. So for this year, I got these little, I don't know if you guys have seen these before. You blow it up with a straw. They're mini balloons, but it says be thankful and they're kind of like orange.
Oh, yeah. Shiny Mylar. Yeah, I've seen them.
So we're going to do those up so we can remember to be thankful so he can have a little bit of that because it is important to be thankful. I think
we talked
about that with mom last week. So we're it's always a battle. I'm always fighting Mr. Montgomery, but he will not stop me because I have the kids on my side.
That's right.
Did you know something? Like as an elderly gentleman, I will tell you, now, when I was young, when you began celebrating the day after Thanksgiving, it was too early. If you put the tree up the day after Thanksgiving, like, whoa, it was like, you know, two or three weeks before.
That's the household I grew up
in. And then, because now if you even go back beforehand, like in It's a Wonderful Life, if you look at your old movies, it was Christmas Eve they decorated the tree.
That's crazy.
So we've now and like Miss Mariah has made it so November 1st it's official. And by the way, I love it, but it wasn't like this. And I think I think the more we need escape, number one, the more we just all want to remain in childhood, which, you know, I think that's why Hallmark and Lifetime, I know Chelsea's not on the phone today, but I think that's why. So yeah, it's just, let's just stay 12 forever.
That is so funny that you say that. My mom has a story. So when she was a kid, their tradition was that Santa would bring the tree as well as the presents. So after the kids went to sleep, they would go and, you know, get a tree, decorate it, and put out all the presents. And one year they went to midnight mass, and by the time they got home, all the Christmas tree lots were closed. So my grandpa broke in and stole a tree because he didn't want the kids to wake up without a tree.
Christmas.
And he was like a World War II veteran, like this big, strong dude, and he like hopped a fence and stole a tree so that the kids wouldn't wake up without a Christmas tree.
Oh my God.
You know, that's why I get mad at like Home Depot and Lowe's. I was so excited. They put their stuff out early and I'm in them every day because I'm doing this massive renovation right now. And so it always feels nice to see it. But I got really mad the last year, and I'm sure this year too, the week before Christmas, they took everything out. And I'm like, what about your I'm thinking of like, you know, the alcoholic father who's hasn't seen his kids, and he pulled it all together for Christmas and he wants to save Christmas. And,
let me tell you what these kids need today. These kids are too used to getting things immediately. Yes. They don't need no day before put the Christmas tree up. They need something to look forward to for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. That's why I love the idea of an early Christmas. I love you thinking about it every night. I love you planning what you want. I want you to anticipate it, because you know what? In 2020, you anticipate nothing. You get everything immediately. That's why it's great that we're waiting on this election. But you know what I mean? Like, I love the idea of like, waiting to anticipation.
And so, Kate, also the other thing I find, and I'm not a dad, but I have obviously a lot of friends who have kids, is that I wasn't used to getting toys year round. We in our family, you got a toy on your birthday, and then you got a couple on Christmas, and that was it.
Yes.
So you were like excited, but don't kids get toys all the time now? Yep. So isn't it?
Yeah.
So that dilutes Christmas too, right?
Yes, they do. They do. I don't even buy my kids toys year round, but they get toys year round. They get toys when they go to other people's birthday parties. How's somebody giving you a present at their birthday? Like, you don't get a present. Right. It ain't your birthday.
But here's the thing, Kate. Here's what gets me scared about you, because Maria, my wife, is like you. And wants to parent like you, which I think is the right way. Here's my fear, though. What do you do with your kids who are raised to be respectful and grateful, and now we're putting them out there with all these other monsters? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just going to be weirdos.
I mean? They're going to have to be with the Gen Z, the millennial monsters. Like, they're going to get killed.
They're just going to be weirdos. Listen, I'm telling you right now, my kids are weird. They're just used to being weirdos. Yeah. I remember once for a field trip, you know how parents go on the field trip with the kids? Like, they went to the museum. The parent that was in charge of like six kids or whatever took all the kids to the museum store. I told my kid, you're going to the museum. That's the gift. I'm not giving you money to go to the museum. This parent bought every kid a gift from the gift shop. So you know it was like $100. And then my kid comes home with something from the gift shop that's like $15. I'm like, where did you get that? Such and such mom bought everybody a special snake from the gift. I'm like, so now I'm going to have to pay this mom back for this $15 snake from the gift shop when I didn't want you to buy anything from the gift.
Did you pay her back? Or was
I said, do you want me to pay you back? That's so sweet of you. And she was like, no, don't worry about it. You know, it's Center City, Philly. They got a little bit of money. But I mean, just get used to your kid being the weirdo. Just get used to it. Because my kids already know. They say that all the time. Do you know people, like, we make them work for things? They say that all the time. Such and such mom just gave them money. I'm like, okay.
No.
You would have loved our conversation with Deb last week, because this is literally basically what we talked about. And that's why my mom, like, growing up, she hated in like soccer when we got trophies. She's like, you didn't win. You don't deserve a trophy. Like, I don't, like, truly, I don't know. You don't need that. Or, like, for our birthdays, it was either dinner or an adventure or a present. It wasn't all the above. Oh, when you, like, yeah, you know, so it was like, we talked about
you this, look forward to it, exactly. Guys. You're, like, so excited. You know, I mean, you guys, to this day, so I'm with a wife who's very famous and very comfortable.
Maria, have you heard of her?
But I will say, because of how she was raised, and they didn't have much, she never got a Cabbage Patch doll, which like broke her heart because they didn't have the money. But I will say that no matter what anything I buy Maria, you know, it could be something small from CVS. She's so excited.
True.
She's so grateful, you know, like, oh, you got that for me. Oh my goodness. Like, she's like a little kid. And I credit her dad. Like, he just was, they didn't have it. He's like, Kevin, I didn't have it. Like, I wasn't thinking ahead, but we didn't have it. I'm like, but I think it works out better.
But
here's a counterpoint, Kate. Another counterpoint. First of all, they have to go deal with the monsters out there who aren't like that. Then the second thing is, in my situation, because it was so tight, then, like, I'm really going to open up to you guys. That's, I can't spend money fast enough. I can't buy enough stuff for everybody around me. If I go to a movie theater, like, we were the ones who, like, if we ever got to the movies, sorry, and Mom, I'm not, my mother, thank God, is too narcissistic to listen to anything that I broadcast. But if, but you know, we would go and we never were able to get a candy or a popcorn or a drink. You know, we would bring snacks in. And I'm grateful because that's why, obviously. Yes. I'm grateful because I got to go to college and things like that because of that. And I don't have to take care of my mother now because of the fact she was smart with money. But at the same time, I'm the one now who's like, 5 large popcorn, 10 boxes of milk. What do you guys want? Slurpee? You know, like, I just, so it kind of backfired a little bit with me because I'm just, so I don't know.
No, my sister is that way. So I don't know if you have siblings, Kevin, but that's how you could see it play out in my family. Like, we were all raised poor. I was raised poorer than they were because I was the youngest. So we only got poor. Like, we didn't get richer.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, I know. Like,
but
me.
My sister's the same way. She buys it. She rented a yacht this summer. Like, she just spends. And it doesn't matter how much money I get. Like, I am not going to pay more than $5 for a tube of lipstick. Like, I'm not going to pay more than X amount of money for a car. Like, it does. Like, that's just how I'm hardwired. So, but my sister is the opposite way.
She wants to
spin, ball out. Best of everything.
But Kay, does she say it's because she felt she didn't have a lot growing up and now just wants to live it up? Or is there any? Yeah, that's what she says.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. No. That. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Especially when it comes to her kids. Her kids are really good kids, but she really spoils her kids.
She gives a lot.
Yeah, they're grown now and she still spoils them. But she's like, I wish my mom would have. My mom would never take me on a yacht at 22. That's what she said to her kids this summer.
Oh my God. You guys
get to ride on a yacht and you're 22. I didn't get to do it till I was 45. You think my mom would ever ride? My mom couldn't even drive me in a car. Like,
I want to hang out with Kay.
I know. I want to hang out.
No, you want to hang out with my sister.
No.
You want to hang out with me. She took me to Greece last year for my birthday. You want her. You don't want me.
Wait, what did you do for your birthday?
She took me to Greece for my birthday.
Oh,
wait, she's a good sister.
That's a good
sister. Wait, slow down. She's generous. Oh, that's nice. I mean, my mother, when I was like from 2 years, loves to shop, but she was always like, look at this ingredient. Look, even Christmas presents, here's your budget. This is what we're. So if you notice, Jeff knows from being around me, like I spend, but I do spend smart. Like, I'm like you, I'm always looking for the deals and I'm always. But yeah, that's so it's interesting, but I do think less is more. So then Christmas is more special.
1,000,000%.
Then you're more excited.
Yep.
Makes me think, I think a fun exercise that I think all this is revolving around is it's really the gratitude that makes any of this meaningful, right? And I feel like as we enter the Thanksgiving season, whether it's small, whether it's big, taking that moment to embrace the gratitude that accompanies stuff, I feel like that is what gives stuff its meaning. Because if you don't imbue any kind of value on that thing, it's worthless. But if you really thank the person who gave it to you, consider why they gave it to you, create a story or memory around that thing. So I'm going to propose a challenge as we approach Thanksgiving. And I'm giving it to myself as well. I think every day, each of us needs to intentionally find something to be thankful for.
Oh, wow.
It can be something small, like I'm thankful that this shower feels as good as it does this morning. I'm thankful the Always Pan. That's something that Laura and I got, which is a great, I don't know if you guys have seen the YouTube commercials. Best pan I've ever bought. It's amazing,
really?
Erin.
Okay.
Yes. We'll do a gift guide for everyone and the Always Pan will change your life. But let's each find something every day and report on the show as we lead up to Thanksgiving. What was the most unique thing that you were thankful for this week?
For that week.
Yeah.
Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules was on Better Together with Maria Menounos. And I like what she does. And I might be screwing this up. And Jeff, maybe you remember.
I'll remember.
She starts her day with intentions.
Yep.
And she goes to bed with gratitudes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So what am I grateful? What was I grateful for today? And I tell you guys, it really helps. I mean, I'm in this colossal renovation right now. I'm kind of over my head, but and this is the first year I didn't put up the Christmas tree November 1st. I don't even know if one will go up because the house is just such a mess. My mind is I have to get it. My mother-in-law is handicapped. I've got to get them in here safely. But I will say, I do wake up like, okay, I'm going to get a lot of work done today. I'm going to get this. Everyone's going to be safe today. No one's going to get sick. And then when I go to bed, it's like, you know, thank goodness that I'm an elderly gentleman, but I can still work 15 hours a day doing physical labor.
You're not elderly.
You know what I mean? And thank you for not being sick today. And thank you for, you know, but it really does help. And I'm not saying I do it every day, but I thought that was a great takeaway from Better Together. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helps in general.
Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving Christmas thing. But I, again, like that stuff, again, if we do it more than just the holiday season, you'll see some benefits.
I like what you said too, Kev. Dr. Amen talked about that. And I think it's hard for people to take on something like, oh, you have to do that every single day. You have to do this and this. And then people are just like, I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
But like you said, if you try and do it most days, or at least like start doing it twice a week.
Yeah.
And then you realize actually how easy it is and how helpful it is.
Well, when you think about how easy it is.
Right.
I'm literally saying sit up in your bed.
Right.
And just say, okay, what are the things you know, I want to get my kids to school healthy. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, and then you go to bed, you lie up at the ceiling and you say like two or three things, you know, and if we just all avoid the news and social media, you'll find that there's a lot more to be grateful for and a lot more, you know, that good intentions we can focus on. Mm. But yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I can't wait to talk about when we get to talk about the Hanna-Barbera, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You'll all need to see it for assignment. Kay, you haven't seen Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
No, I don't think I've seen it.
The claymation? Oof. Only because the villain.
The old school claymation?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it ends so poignantly where it's like, what happened to the Burgermeister? Well, he fell from power. You see, everyone just kind of realized how silly he was. Let's leave it at that. I'll leave it at that.
I accept Jeff's challenge because I think that it's important as we move into Christmas. I know for me a few years ago when I was in graduate school, I was working, you know, full-time job, husband. It was just overwhelming. And I remember feeling like, oh, it's just so much. And then we're going into the holidays and just feeling overwhelmed about it. And I saw somewhere the idea, like Jeff said, of putting like making a thankful tree and putting cutting out leaves and writing what you're thankful for on the leaves. Girl, I was in grad school. I did not have time for all that. I had a pad of sticky notes, right? Every morning before we left out the door, we get the pad of sticky notes. We had a poster that has an old Barack Obama poster, Yes We Can, in the hallway. Oh. And the whole family, everyone would take a sticky note and you would write one thing you were thankful for from yesterday and just stick it onto the poster because it's a Barack Obama, you know, it's like the plastic covering. Okay. So we just stuck it on there.
When you're so tell better than you, us.
I know you really are, okay.
I'm off this show.
Me
I'm
too.
Done.
It's Can't sticky wait. Notes, y'all. Can't like, go. Y'all should have seen what real, real hardcore moms with doing it. Right,
oh, you're
making
better.
The tree, making the leaves. I was like, look, we're gonna do these sticky notes right now. When I tell you guys, though, actually, like for real, it kind of chokes me up a little bit.
That's beautiful.
I cannot tell you how it changed my perspective going into the holidays.
Of course,
the amount of overwhelm that I felt melted away because instead of feeling like I gotta do this, I felt grateful before anything. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So,
I don't know.
Okay, you're, man.
Right now.
I have so many ideas going through my head for your life and career that the angels are coming into my brain. We're going to talk after this call because the more I get to know you, I'm just.
This has been a plug for sticky notes. This has been a plug for Post-it.
Sponsored by sticky notes.
Low-key sponsored by Post-it, yeah.
But even what you were putting out to the universe and what you guys are being reminded of and – that's.
I'm taking that, Kay.
Yeah, seriously. There's more we have to discuss. Yeah,
it was great then. Can you believe I haven't done it since, though? It changed my life.
Now we're gonna.
I'm absolutely doing it.
Can we all do this, by the way? Can we do sticky notes?
And we're gonna check in.
Thankful tree.
Accountability partner.
Each other accountability. Yes. Exactly.
Grace Harry.
Oh my God, and we'll get fall colored stickies.
Yeah, can we go get some sticky colors?
No, we will. We'll get fall colored stickies.
I love it.
If they ever wanted to convert you to the Christmas one, then you have all the Christmas colors. But this would be the fall colored stickies.
So So,
Oh my God. And by the way, what are we talking about? An investment of like $4 that literally, seriously, guys, like if the whole families did this, like the impact, like look what it did with Kate. Like,
I know.
It's brilliant.
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so all in.
And I think of my mother watching, coming home at 2 and watching Oprah and lifting her legs as I vacuum underneath them. All of my chores. Did you do this? Did you do? Yes, mother. Yeah. Well, did you say, yes, mother. It's all done. Well, then, is there something else you can do? I don't know. You tell me.
Oh,
wow. That was. I didn't have time. So much. But
no, I love.
But I love this. It's so. This. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
I like that too, Kate, because it takes you. I like what you said about you were so overwhelmed. Everyone is so overwhelmed right now, and this year is
more
even
now
heightened.
Than ever.
Exactly, and like even. Poor Jeff has been getting an earful from me this week because I'm like, so overwhelmed and literally. And I love that. Like, I think I needed to hear that more than anything. And I'm going to start doing that.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, Kay, God bless that idea. I'm excited to see what we bring next week. We can each have
just killing
I know.
The game. I mean, like, yeah. Just educated me on Halloween, new perspective on Halloween. Now the thankful tree. Amazing.
Incredible stuff. And speaking of amazing, Aaron, you did have a couple Thanksgiving suggestions prepped. I don't want to cheat you out of this research you did. Just a couple. I think these are fun hacks as people approach Thanksgiving. Please do share.
I mean, you know, I think following up what Kay said, it's going to be nothing, but I love that so much. I'm really, really excited to do that. But I think that's a great thing about having Thanksgiving so close to Christmas is like, Christmas is a time when a lot of kids especially just get showered with stuff. And it's nice to take a moment before that to be just thankful and just, you know, enjoy what you have. So what I was wondering is, do you guys think that people will be less excited about Thanksgiving this year because people feel so overwhelmed and stuff? And do you guys think that, you know, people want to kind of just skip over Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas? Or do you think that people will be just more thankful for what they actually do have? Because I actually am very excited for Thanksgiving this year because normally I like Thanksgiving, but it's normally just like, yeah, it's a holiday where you eat a lot of food and you're with your family. But because I haven't been with my family for a couple months now, and because I haven't had that time to just like really be with them and relax, I'm really, really, really excited for Thanksgiving. And we're not doing like a big meal because we're not getting together with our extended family. It's just going to be like, you know, my parents and my sister and I, we're probably going to like have something small or do what, but I'm really excited to just be with them and not so much for like all the food and all the craziness and all the time it takes, whatever. So that was my question to you guys. Do you think that people are going to be, you know, more inclined to skip over Thanksgiving or more appreciative?
I think what holidays do is they really magnify who you are. You know, when people say like, when you drink, it really shows you what kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. I think holidays do that too. Like, I think the good-hearted, well-intentioned souls of this world will really have that gratitude amplified by Thanksgiving. And I think the Scrooges, who it's our mission on this show to convert, who haven't been converted
Deborah
yet.
Meyer. Come on.
Debbie's somewhere in the middle. She's one of the rares.
Right. She just.
But yeah. I think that's what the holidays do, is they really show you who you are. And I think it'll be interesting to see. The litmus test of Thanksgiving is where it all begins. How are people going to handle it this year? How are they going to see it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Because it is easy to fall into that trap of like, I have nothing to be thankful for. This is the worst year ever. But when you stop and examine what you do have, and it becomes so much more powerful because the rest falls away, you know, if, you know, money situations this year are bad and political stuff and whatever, but even if you don't have those things to be thankful for, it shows you how important what you do have is, and the things like your family and your friends and health. Things that can't be taken away, your health. Exactly.
We're here. So we're alive.
Exactly.
That's a big deal in 2020.
It really is. So I think, yeah, I agree with that statement that the good people are really going to be appreciative and enjoy Thanksgiving this year. Hopefully.
I think the best people will do what we're talking about, which is like, let's really be thankful. Mm-hmm. And then I think that the the worst people will view it as an escape. They'll be happy to get drunk or eat a lot or just whatever. And I think that there'll be a lot of unfortunately uncomfortable political discussions at a lot of those tables. Unfortunately, yeah. So that's going to be a little tricky to navigate. I was talking to Kelsey as too, and I don't know if it resonated with Kelsey before we went on the air. I have a little theory about everything, guys. I think that
and I would like to say it did resonate with me.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Again, we've already established I'm an elderly gentleman.
No, you're
not. from a very tough mom, who's a super feminist. I feel, and then a dad who also made our lunches and changed diapers, and you know, so I grew up in different, but it was super blue collar construction worker. I mean, so I feel like I've been around a lot. And again, I'm older, and I'm also a history major. And I feel like the World War II generation is the last generation of this country that was born into, most of them were born into hardship, meaning it really was a struggle to have food on the table for a lot of them, and the Depression, and then World War I and World War II, where they literally didn't come home. You know, the people were killed. And forget other countries, what Europe went through. But when I think of my mom, which was 50s and then 60s and 70s beyond, it was, you know, rock music and it was milkshakes and, you know, and I'm not saying everyone had it easy, because we know that for sure people didn't and people had hardship. But as a society overall, I don't think we're wired for a long-term fight like that other generation. Or if you went to Afghanistan and you saw, I mean, the Russians blew you up, and then the Americans blew you up. Mm-hmm. And then it's like those people, that's all they know. We're not like that as a people. I feel like we, you know, Doc Rivers said something great. He was like, we just want to be loved, you know? And I think that deep down for all this Americans from 70 to 15, people just want to have fun and be happy. They do. Now they're mad and they're angry and they have reasons to be, but I don't think we'll be able to keep that up for over two years. I think that we're going to make changes, and I feel like moderate leadership is going to come in and go, guys, enough. Let's get back to let's get back to living. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to concerts and events and things and holidays. And I think you'll see a lot of that around Thanksgiving and Christmas, because we're not wired for this. We're angry, and we all want to do something about it, but I don't think we have 30 or 40 or 50 years in us. I really don't. I think it's about 2 years of it, and I think it's going to make some really cool changes, and it's going to be a new world, and it's going to be a better world. And I think that, and I think that yes, there's going to be a fringe on both sides. I don't want to keep fighting, but I think the greater or the rest of us are going to go, enough. Yeah. We want to get along. We want to be together. We want to love each other. Life is, you know, New Year's Eve, you almost see in those moments, and I'm going to miss that. I don't know how they're going to handle New Year's. I don't think Fox is doing it this year. But the one thing I loved, I used to work it every year outside in Boston, selling food outside and balloons and things like that. And then as time went on, Maria was always hosting New Year's Eve. And there was just so much hope that night. You know, people hugging and kissing and crying, and like, crazy. It's like, yeah, it's like, it's okay, come on, it's going to be a good year. Right. We're going to have fun. We're going to, you know, and so I just think as Americans, I feel like it's in our nature to want to enjoy life and be happy. And so, yes, we're always going to have those, we're going to have those bad people, but that's life. You're always going to have that. But I think the holidays you're going to see glimpses of it, because people are going to want to escape. We've talked about, can Christmas save 2020? Jeff, I know you're going to get mad. I don't think it can, but I think it can be a little bit. I
think it can help.
Yes. Yeah. And then I do think that, we just have to, ride this out, continue to be good in our microtransactions with the people we're dealing with. But then Kay's suggestion is spot on. If we can keep being thankful and grateful, and stay in that place, and keep progressing every day.
Yeah.
So try to keep progressing in your own life. For me, my business is gone, you know, but I could just sit here and medicate or just watch Netflix or feel sorry for myself. But I'm like, okay, my house has been decades overdue for a renovation. And thankfully my dad was a construction worker. So I'm finding like that's making my life better, you know, and it's going to make my investment better, my family's life better. But whatever you can do in your daily microtransactions to make your life better or someone else's life around you better, it's the best way to navigate this. And the holidays is the way to do it. And I think, like I said, even the low LCD, the low common denominator, it'll be a day to just eat a ton and get really drunk. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with that. So
that's Bloody Marys in the morning. It's always how you start Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, there'll be no like football or high school football, or it'll be a little different from some of the traditions, but anyway, well,
Kev, I love that theory, and I hope you're right. And I do think people need to breathe a little bit, and I think the holidays are going to give space for that. And I think with that, it might be time to saddle up the sleigh.
It's getting late, and I've got these letters to deliver. And you better be getting home, too. And remember, behave yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, as always, for tuning into A Very COVID Christmas. Truly the highlight of my week. So great to see each and every one of you. I'm going to throw it around as we make our goodbyes. Aaron, you've been posting on the Christmas IG, which is fun. I'll send you our Twinkle Lit Mantle.
Can I say something now, Jeff, before people tune out on us?
Yes.
Our 200 fans, we went up 100%. We had 200 downloads last week. We are just...
Any reviews, Jeff?
No reviews, but
next week, you guys.
We're looking for iTunes reviews. Maria said, why aren't you guys on YouTube? That was kind of nice.
That was nice.
Maybe we can get a little braver and start creeping in to go get 50 views on YouTube. But I was going to say, but honestly, like for those 200 people who are listening, I think you guys should make your case Thanksgiving post-it tree. Please do, and then let us know at the Christmas 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you DM me, I will post pictures.
Yeah, we would love that. Yeah. And it's just a great idea. And at least for our like small little fan base that we have, that's like minutia. Like,
but you matter, and we love you.
Yeah, and that's by the way, like if 20 of those people did that, you know how greatly and positively, Kate, it would affect their lives. Mm-hmm. And so if you do it. We love it. And then if you can let us know on at the Christmas 24/7 or on our Apple Podcasts, if you put up your review, I think it's great. I think, I don't know. I want to make this bigger. That's why, Kay, I have two different things I want to talk to you about.
Yes.
Kay. Off air. Because
off air.
It's super secret. Only for
I want to know.
No, only for Kay.
I love it. Well, Aaron is, of course, running that IG, but Aaron, what else are you up to? What should the people know?
I am quarantined right now, so I will be posting up a storm on Instagram. I'm fine. I'm going to use this time to get in the holiday spirit, to decorate, because I've been so busy, I haven't had time. So, you know what? It's a blessing in disguise that I get to stay home and just focus on getting myself in the holiday spirit. So I'm on Instagram at Aaron Kaswan, ErinKaswan, and Twitter at Aaron Kaswhat, ErinKaswhat. And just mostly follow the Christmas Instagram. We'll be posting a lot on there.
At the Christmas 24/7.
Woo!
Kay, you are on fire tonight. So great to have you. What are you up to, my friend?
Oh, I love it. This is a highlight of my week, too, you guys. I'm just hanging out on Instagram, posting, you know, things, stuffs. Can I just give a special shout out to Jeff Graham's hair, which I just am loving all this week. The curls are beautiful.
Great salad, Jeff.
Thank you. Laura did buy me a new shampoo. It's curl enhancing. So we're on our way.
Is it the coconut curl enhancing? That's what I use. Is it coconut curl enhancing?
The coconut kind of dries my scalp out. A little dandruff, so I don't go with the coconut. This Dove. Dove to keep me moist.
Gotcha.
Is a sentence I will never repeat.
Yeah, please don't.
That's the voice of Kelsey Meyer. Kelsey, what are you up to, my friend?
Harassing Jeff about Better Together stuff. And... you guys go follow Better Together with Maria on Instagram, please. Maria and I are going back to Connecticut on Saturday. Yeah. And then I didn't get a chance to say this, but I'm spending Thanksgiving with Kevin Maria so I'm so excited. Yeah, so that's exciting. And
We have to bring Maria to the Walmart.
Oh yeah.
And on Black Friday, and we have to jack her. I keep saying every year. Train Maria's family, her mother, even her mother in the wheelchair, she's like, okay, Kevin, I'm gonna do it. I go, every time Maria tries to buy something, we have to tear it out of her hand. We can't let her have anything. I'm like, we have to go to have Black Friday madness in the family. And I say every year we're gonna do it.
We're gonna
everyone chickens
out. Oh, I'll do it. 100%.
I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are our community. You're our heroes. You're our people. Thanks for tuning into Christmas 24/7. And until next week, do everything you can. Kevin, you've got our tagline to make it more like Christmas.
I don't even know. We used to say make the better tomorrow than the tomorrow show. What do we say, Erin? I don't know.
We promote the holiday spirit all year round. What do we say? I don't know.
To keep Christmas?
I think it's... Yeah. Do what you can to make every day feel a little more like Christmas.
Oh, yes.
So do what you can to make every day feel a little more like Christmas.
From Chairman Elves, Kevin Undergaro, and Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time, do your best to make every day Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.